今天下午跟大家来学习无知的人。
This afternoon we can study the topics of foolishness.
主耶稣在世界上啊，曾经啊有四次啊说无知的人。
Four times Jesus mentioned about the foolish people.
我们常常觉得、
the foolish one.
我们信仰生活有两个很严重的困难、哦、只有在主耶稣里面可以解决。
When we are preaching, there are two important things or difficult things we have to resolve.、哦
第一个就是无知，第二个是人的罪性。
The first one is foolishness. The other problem is sin.
这个两个如果可以解决，我们人类很多的问题都没有。
If we can resolve these two issues, foolishness sins, and there should be no more problems.
我们很多的错误，包括整个生活方向、生活形态不对，但是我们自己不知道。
We may make a lot of mistakes, yet we do not know what we have committed.
那这种无知常常带给我们付出很大的代价。
This ignorance resulting us to pay a very high price.
那另外一个就是罪性。
The other thing is the sinful nature.
这个罪性就是保罗讲说，在我里面有一个律在控制我。
As mentioned by Paul, then that in my heart there is another law.
So, 不是
controlling me.
我们的良心愿意不愿意行善。
It's not. It doesn't mean whether our conscience wants to do good or not.
是这个罪性在控制。
Is this sinful nature controls our activities, our actions?
是我们知道什么是对，也做不出来。
Even we know it is good, it is righteous, yet we are reluctant to do so.
知道什么是不对，我们一直去做。
Even we know what is wrong, yet we still want to commit and make the same mistakes.
那主耶稣对这两个问题的答案就是真理跟圣灵。
The reply Jesus provided the answer is the truth and the Holy Spirit.
真理就是神的话。
The truth is the words of God.
如果每一件事情我们可以透过真理的眼光来看啊，我们就会看得很清楚。
If we see things based on the teachings of God, then we will be able to see better.
那罪性要靠圣灵。
And of course, the removal of sin or sinful nature, we have to rely on the power of the Holy Spirit.
罪的律才可以得到解脱。
Then the law of sin, then we can be released from the control of sin.
因此我们在这个信仰生活当中，不可以缺少的就是真理跟圣灵。
So in our daily life, we must have the Word of God and the Holy Spirit in our hearts.
那这样我们才会不断的更新。
Then we can continuously renew and renovate ourselves.
能够彰显神的荣耀。
Then we will be able to manifest the glory of God.
那我想用两次的时间跟大家来学习这个题目。
I would like to share with you this topic in two deliveries.
首先我们来看马可福音第十章。
Let's refer to Mark chapter 10.
马可福音第十章
Mark chapter 10
我们看从三十五节开始
Let's read from verse 35 from Mark chapter 10
马可第十章的三十五节
Mark chapter 10 verse 35
西比泰的儿子雅各、约翰进前来问耶稣说：“夫子，我们无论求什么，愿你给我们做。”
Then James and John, the son of Zebedee, came to him, saying, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask."
这两个我们看都是主耶稣的门徒。
These two are the disciples of Jesus Christ.
他们来求主耶稣。
They came ask Jesus Christ to plead from Jesus Christ.
那到底他们在求什么？
What are they asking for?
看三十七节。
Let's skip to verse 37.
他们说，是给我们在你的荣耀里 一个坐在你的右边，一个坐在你的左边。
Grant us that we may sit one on your right hand and the other on your left in your glory.
我们仔细看这两个门徒哦，他在主的面前追求的啊，已经超越了今生的福分。
They actually had to pursue beyond the blessing of the present life.
有时候我们常常在想啊，你仔细想，我最近十次向神祷告求什么？
If you try to recollect in the recent prayer and request, what actually you are asking the Lord to grant you?
我看了十次里面呢，有一半以上都是在求一些今生跟地上的事情。
Perhaps more than half of your request for the businesses of the things on this earth or the secular things.
当然，我们这主耶稣是我们的父，他也愿意帮助我们。
Now, of course, Jesus is our Father. He will help us.
但是这些今生的福分是会过去的。
But all the secular blessings will be gone.
所以我们信仰生活那个追求的目标要提升。
That we should uplift our goal.
提升到属灵的。
And we should uplift to pursue for the things spiritual.
这样这个信仰才不会像股票一样上上下下掉很快。
Then our faith will not fluctuate.And going up and down.
你生活一顺利，你就不需要神，就下掉。
When the person lives a very smooth life, he doesn't want to rely on God anymore.
那你一旦需要神，哇，祷告、禁食、祷告、长时间祷告，又往上爬。
Then when the person really needs God and in the situation of adversity, then he came on praying to the Lord, so his faith has been uplifted.Significantly.
因为我们信仰一直还追求在这个今生的层面。
It is because we still pursued for the secular things.
但是如果我们信仰能够提升进到属灵上再追求。
If we can uplift our spirituality and pursue for things above.
那个是永久的。
That will last forever.
那是最有价值。
It is the most valuable thing that we should pursue for.
那我们的追求可以持续不断一直往前。
And then we'll be able to maintain in the very constant situations to pursue for the things eternal.
因为那个追求是一直到你离世才得到的。
You only gain until you have departed the world.
所以为什么说离世不是很可怕？
So departing from this world is not a terrible thing.
因为那个时候你得到你生命当中你觉得最可贵的。
Because you will receive the most valuable things of your lifetime.
就是天国的永生。
Which is the eternity of the heavenly kingdom.
所以这两个门徒哦，我们看他的追求又有他的优点啊，因为他跟从主以后，他想的不是地上的。
We can,
在天国要荣要有荣耀。
If we take from different point of angle and looking at the requests of James and John, they are actually pursuing for things above.
而且哈、是一个坐在你右边，一个坐在你左边。
What they ask is to sit one on Jesus' right hand and the others on the Jesus' left hand.
我们有时候在教会里面照相哦，那个中间的位置没有人坐，你知道，推来推去，推来推去。看谁的头发比较白，看年纪比较大，就坐中间了。
Very often, when taking a group photo in the church, people keep on avoiding sitting in the middle. And so it seems that the middle seat is only for those who have gray hair or elderly.
所以我们在看，有时候在教会里面照相，本来是站在最后面，一直往前推，就是年纪越来越大了。
So we came on. So sometimes we notice that when taking the pictures, people standing in the position, based on their age.
那如果当时这个雅各约翰在，就不会这样推了。他说我要再坐一个右边，一个左边，一定是中间他坐的。
And James and John are asking to sit to the next Jesus Christ, which are the central seats or the center seats.
但是主耶稣我们看他在求的时候说。我们无论求什么，愿你给我们做。主耶稣没有一下答应。
And they say, Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever you ask. But Jesus did not grant their request.
所以主耶稣先问说，你要给我，要我为你们做什么？
So he said to them, What do you want me to do for you?
那三十八节主耶稣说，
And in reply, Jesus said,
说你们不知道所求的是什么。
You do not know what you ask.
那对这两位门徒来讲，我怎么不知道我求什么？
And to the two disciples, of course, they know what they ask for.
我求将来我可以在天国。
And they ask to grant a seat in the heavenly kingdom.
我求在天国我能够得到荣耀。
And I can receive the glory in the heavenly kingdom.
我求在天国我可以坐在你的左边跟右边。
And I want to sit next to you.
那对主耶稣来讲，为什么说你不知道你所求的是什么？
But why Jesus replied these two by saying, you do not know what you ask?
这是变成一个很深奥的问题。
It is a very profound issue.
所以这个知道不知道不是我们知道不知道，是我们知道不知道从神看来这是怎么一回事。
And we should try to find out how does God look at these things?
所以我们在这个信仰生活困难的不是我看法怎么样，你的看法怎样。
So the difficult part in our daily life is not what we see, what is my point of view.
所以你在开心读道会里，每个人都有他的看法。
During the congregation meeting, everybody voice his or her opinion.
但是困难的是，主耶稣从上面看他的看法是怎样，这个是最困难，但是最重要。
But the difficult thing that is we do not know how did Jesus or how does Jesus look at these things.
所以对两个门徒来讲，他是知道他在求什么。
To these two disciples, of course, they know what they are asking for.
但是对主耶稣来讲，他不知道他在求什么。
But to Jesus, these two do not know what they are asking.
那为什么说从主耶稣来讲，他不知道他在求什么？
And why Jesus give this answer? You do not know what you ask.
好，那我们就看主耶稣接下去怎么说。
Let's continue to read the answer of Jesus.
我所喝的杯，你能够喝吗？我所受的洗，你能够受吗？
Can you drink the cup that I drink and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?
好，所以主耶稣没有答应，只是问这两个问题。
Jesus didn't directly reply these two questions. This request.
那这个两个问题你要先回答。
And we have to answer this two requests.
然后再来想说你能不能坐在主耶稣的左右边。
Then you have to continue to think whether you are eligible to sit next to Jesus.
但是这两个问题是很难回答的问题。
And these two questions asked by Jesus Christ are very hard to answer.
我所喝的杯你能喝吗？
Can you drink the cup that I drink?
主耶稣喝什么杯？
So what kind of cup did Jesus Christ drink?
我们看在客西马尼园主耶稣怎么祷告。
And what is the prayer of Jesus Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane?
主啊，若可以哦，求你把这个杯拿走吧。
If it's possible, please remove this cup.
但是不要照我的意思，要照你的意思。
Not according to my will, but to your will.
那个是什么杯？
So what kind of cup is that?
是苦杯。
It's a bitter cup.
主耶稣来世界，神已经预定了他要做什么。
God has predetermined the works of Jesus Christ.
马太福音讲得很清楚，他要把人类从罪里面救出来。
And stated very clearly in the book of Matthew, Jesus Christ to deliver man from sins.
那怎么样能够把人从罪里面救出来？
And how did Jesus Christ save and deliver people from sins?
他要付出一个赎价。
And he has to pay a price.
为罪人付赎价。
And he has to redeem for the people, for the sinner.
才能够把人救赎出来。
Then he'll be able to redeem. He'll have to pay a very high price in order to redeem the people from sins.
那个赎价是什么？
And what is the redemption?
就是他被挂在十字架上。
And the price is he had to be hanged on the cross.
受苦。
And to suffer. And to be condemned.
流血。
And to shed the blood.
那钉在十字架这是灵魂体的苦。
And the crucifixion is the suffering of spirit, soul, and body.
世界上啊，这三个苦加在一起，没有一个人受得了。
And nobody can stand and bear for this kind of suffering and pain.
你想想看，如果你生病在医院里面
，For instance, if you were ill and hospitalized,
突然间你太太说要跟你离婚
，and your wife or your spouse propose a divorce.
然后你的孩子说我不认你做爸爸。
And your children will also propose that we refuse to recognize you as parent.
那这个是体的苦加上魂的，在这个心灵的苦啊。
It is a suffering of both physical and spiritual.
那在主耶稣在出现说我不要你，那你就糟糕了。
And furthermore, Jesus Christ come to Jesus Christ deny you.
那你活着要做什么？
Then what are you supposed to do?
所以当主耶稣在十字架上那个苦叫做苦杯。
So this is the suffering of Jesus Christ, which is
a bitter cup he was going to drink.
主耶稣说, 你能喝吗?
So Jesus Christ asked the question,
好,
can you drink the cup that I drink?
好, 那我受的洗, 你能够受吗?
And be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with.
如果受洗是指着施洗愿掉到洗里, 当然我可以啊, 就进到水里面, 反正夏天凉凉的。
If the baptism is just like the baptism of John the Baptist, just submerged deep in the water and come out, what's the big deal?
那如果那个洗是使徒行传主耶稣要升天以前说你们要受圣灵的洗, 那也不困难。
If this is a baptism of the Holy Spirit, just like what Jesus Christ promised, then that is not a difficult thing.
跪下来祷告, 被圣灵充满, 非常喜乐, 这个洗也不错。
If you kneel down and pray and receive the Holy Spirit, and you are very joyful,
但是主,
very joyous, 主耶稣, so what's so difficult about
主耶稣说,
that?
我所受的洗是什么?
But why Jesus Christ say that, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?
活洗,
this is the baptism of fire.
活洗就不简单了。
And baptism of fire is not an easy task.
这是一个人生很重要的一个过程。
It's a very important process of human life.
所以主耶稣问这两个问题。
So Jesus Christ asked these two questions.
所以今天呢, 我们如果要上到天国去享受荣耀,
if we want to go to the heavenly kingdom to enjoy the eternal blessing,
那很好。
If this, of course, it is very good. And thank God we have this high goal to pursue.
但是我们现在想,
but we have to think
这两个问题我们能回答吗?
Can we answer these two questions asked by Jesus?
我喝的杯你能喝吗?
And can you drink the cup that I drink?
我受的洗你能够受吗?
And be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with.
好,我们现在看约翰福音的17章。
Let's refer to John chapter 17.
约翰福音17章。
John chapter 17.
第四节,
verse 4.
约翰17章的第四节,
John chapter 17, verse 4.
我在地上已经荣耀了你, 你所托付我的事, 我已经成全了。
I've glorified you on the earth. I finished the work which you have given me to do.
这个是主耶稣啊, 做一个人哦, 他知道他离世回去见父的时候到了, 他对天父一个交代。
This is actually the reply of Jesus Christ to the Heavenly Father upon the completion of his work.
你所托付我的事, 我已经成全了。
I have finished the work which you have given me to do.
那托付什么?
So what has been given to Jesus Christ?
喝苦杯, 受活洗,
to drink the bitter cup and going through the baptism of fire.
那我已经做完了。
I have finished the work.
好, 那第五节才这样说。
Verse 5.
说父啊, 现在求你使我同享荣耀, 就是创世以来, 你, 我同你所有的荣耀。
And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was.
你的荣耀, 就是神的荣耀。
Your glory refers to the glory of God.
我们再看那个以赛亚书里面看, 当这以赛亚看到这个天国。
In the book of Isaiah, it records the prophet saw the heavenly kingdom.
他看到那个撒拉佛在神的面前在服侍他。
He saw Saraphat serving in front of God.
那个撒拉佛就呼圣哉圣哉圣哉。
And Saraphat cried out loudly, holy, holy, and holy.
那个圣就是代表有分别，代表荣耀。
Holy refers to glory.
那这个撒拉佛一呼喊的时候, 连那个殿的根基都摇起来。
Even the foundation of the temple was shaken.
所以神在天国那个荣耀是非常非常的荣耀。
So God has the highest glory in the heavenly kingdom.
那主耶稣就是求说神啊, 求你能够带我回到天国, 跟你一起享受那一种荣耀。
So Jesus asked Father to bring him to the heavenly kingdom to enjoy the glory.
因此在主耶稣这个祈求之前, 主耶稣先说, 你所托付我的事情我已经成全了。
Prior Jesus Christ telling the Father, he mentioned that he had finished the work which the Father had given him to do.
所以我们大家都有愿意到天国去享受荣耀的这个目标, 那非常好。
It is a good thing that everyone has set a goal to go to the heavenly kingdom to enjoy the glory.
但是 我们要先问你,
however, we must keep a principle.
就是神所托付我们的事情,
we have finished the work given by the Lord.
那我们将来就可以回到天国里面去享受福分。
Then we will be able to return to the heavenly kingdom, to enjoy the eternal blessing.
所以这两个门徒，他只要天国的荣耀，但是他不知道要达到那个天国得到荣耀所要走的道路，所要付的代价。
So these two disciples only knew what they asked for, but they did not know the price they had to pay.
因着主耶稣才说，你不知道你在求什么。
That's the reason why Jesus said, you do not know what you ask.
我们在看这个圣经里面记载斯提凡。
We also know the story of Stephen.
这个斯提凡做这个个人的宣道。
Stephen was an individual evangelist.
后来被人抓到了。
He was arrested.
人用石头要打他。
And people were going to stone him.
那如果今天我们是斯提凡，你有什么感觉？
If you were Stephen, what is your feeling? What is your reaction?
我想我们很多人可能会埋怨。
Perhaps many of us will grumble and complain.
主啊，我替你传福音，你不保守我，你看石头要下来了。
Oh, Lord, I preached for you, and now I was about to be stoned to death. Where are you?
但是斯提凡没有这样。
But Stephen didn't complain.
圣经说斯提凡眼睛看天。
Stephen focused his eyes in the heaven.
他发现天开了。
And he see the heavens open.
天是荣耀，神的宝座，神的荣耀在那里。他看到神在那里。
Heaven is the throne of God, and he see a God standing.
那主耶稣站在神的右边，在等他回去。
And the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God, waiting for him to return.
所以当那个石头一直掉下来的时候。
When the stones will keep on falling on him.
斯提凡已经看到天国的荣耀。
And Stephen had already seen the glory of the heavenly kingdom.
他真的要被接回到天国得到荣耀。
He was about to receive, to return to the heavenly kingdom, enjoy the eternal glory.
因为主耶稣喝的杯他喝了。
He has already drunk, bitter cup of Jesus.
主耶稣受的洗他受了。
He already went through the baptism of Jesus Christ.
那主耶稣要已经去那个荣耀，他现在就要去了。
And the glory of Jesus Christ received before, and he was also going to receive.
所以我有时候我们在看这个世界上我们为着要达到一点成就，多赚一点钱，你付了多少的代价？
We also on earth, we may have to pay a very high price and pursuing for a goal.
但是只有天国那个荣耀，我们常常想就是说。只要祈求就好了。
However, we might just simply think that I only need to pray for the heavenly glory without paying any price.
那好像是恩典白白得来的。
It seems that we just receive the blessing freely.
但是从圣经看起来好像不是这样。
It doesn't seem what the Bible has told us.
神要带我们回到天国。
God is going to bring us to the heavenly kingdom.
但是我们在天国里面要享受荣耀，我们要来遵行神的旨意，要完成神给我们的托付。
But we have to follow the words of God and to finish the commissions in order to receive the eternal glory.
我们先来看腓立比书第二章。
Let's refer to the epistle to the Philippians.
第六节。腓立比书第二章第六节。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 6.
说他本有神的形象，但不止与自己与神同等为强夺。第七节
，seven，
反倒虚己，取得奴仆的形象，既成为人的样式，既有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服，
Verse eight.
以至于死在十字架上。这里提到主耶稣。
In this three verses, these three verses are the description of Jesus Christ.
第七节讲虚己。
And verse 7 mentioned about humility.
虚己就是把自己倒空了。他本来是天上的神，很荣耀。他既然成为人哦，他就甘心卑微做仆人。
Jesus Christ denied himself and became a servant.
我们本来不算什么，但是我们常常要装成我们算什么。
Actually, we are nobody, and yet we try to pretend to be somebody.
但是主耶稣本来是算什么的，但是他来世界上，他就把自己认为我算不了什么，我是仆人，我洗你的脚。
Jesus Christ is the king, yet he humbled himself, came to the world, and acted like a servant.
这个就是主跟我们不一样的。
This is the major difference between Jesus and us.
那第八节就讲主耶稣舍己。
And verse 8 describes the sacrifice of Jesus Christ.
你看我们在地上都想要得，好的越多越好，越多越好，抓得。
On this earth, we try to grab as many as possible, as much as possible.
主耶稣来地上是要给。
But Jesus Christ came to this world to give things away.
什么都可以给。
He can give everything.
最后把他的生命也给出去。
He even sacrificed his life for us.
那主耶稣经过了这个过程。
And after going through this process,
第九节。
Verse 9.
神就将他升为至高。
Therefore God has also highly exalted him.
什么是至高？
What does that mean?
至高就是神的宝座。
Which is the throne of God.
再上去就没有再高了，最高了，那个就是最高。
There's nothing higher than that.
然后将超乎万民之名赐给他。
And giving him the name which is above every name.
耶稣这个名叫做万民之名。
And this is, the name of Jesus is the name of names.
那什么叫做万民之名？
What is that mean? What does that mean? The name of names.
第十节。
Verse 10.
就在一切天上地上啊。无天底下无不因耶稣的名无不屈膝啊。
That the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth.
就是神所有的权柄荣耀都归给这个名。
So all the authorities and glory are given to this name.
所以这个名非常有权柄，非常有能力。
So this name is very, the name is very powerful. The name Jesus is very powerful.
是因为主耶稣经过虚己，经过舍己。
It is because of humility and sacrifice of Jesus.
那我们今天在走天国路，就是在走这条路啊。
We are walking on the same direction.
就是学习要虚己。
So we learn how to humble ourselves.
本来我们算什么，但是为着主耶稣，我们要 在人面前算不了什么，洗脚也可以，这个就是虚己。
Even we may be somebody on this earth, yet we have to learn from Jesus Christ and to be humble.
舍己，我们本来没有信主以前，我们都是一直抓，一直得。
Before our conversion, we try to grab and try to seize.
那我们现在信了主，要学习主耶稣，一直付出，一直牺牲，一直给予。
Now we became, we become the follower of Jesus Christ. We have to learn, to give away, to share, to sacrifice.
连生命我也愿意为着主耶稣舍弃。
We should even sacrifice our life for Jesus.
那如果我们能够跟着主耶稣这样走
，If we can follow the footsteps of Jesus Christ in this manner,
我们就跟着主耶稣回到天国去。
Then we will finally, reach the heavenly kingdom.
就在那里享受荣耀。
Then we can enjoy, the eternal glory.
所以主耶稣才说这两个门徒啊，你不知道你在求什么。
That's reasons why Jesus, in reply. Jesus told these two disciples, "You do not know what you ask."
这是第一个哈。
This is the first important point.
我们现在再看主耶稣在提到另外两个门徒是无知的。
This is another two foolish disciples mentioned by Jesus.
先看路加第九章。
Let's refer to Luke chapter 9.
路加第九章。
Luke chapter 9.
54节
Verse 54
路加第九章54节
Luke chapter 9 verse 54
他的门徒雅各约翰看见就说主啊你要我们吩咐火从天上降下来烧灭他们像以利亚所做的吗
And when his disciple James and John saw this they said Lord do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them just as Elijah did
这个两个门徒哦，带着威严哦，求神要从天上降火下来，把那个不接待耶稣的烧掉。
And these two disciples acted with high authority and asked the Lord whether they should ask God to send fire from heaven to consume them, since they were not received.
因为主耶稣啊，五十一节说耶稣被接着上升日子到，他就定义向耶路撒冷去。
Verse 51 says, Now he came to pass when the time had come for him to be received up, that he steadfastly that his face to go to Jerusalem.
这个被接上升就是等于被钉十字架的日子到了。
And this message, this passage, this verse means that Jesus was about to be crucified.
然后他就定义向耶路撒冷去。
And he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem.
主耶稣知道他这一次去就是要被钉十字架。
And Jesus Christ knew that this was his last trip. He will be crucified.
但是他心意很坚定，他一直往前走。
He set his mind and make determination that he will go to Jerusalem.
那如果我们知道我们这一次到耶路撒冷会被钉十字架，我们找个机会稍微延迟一下吧。
If we knew that we were going to be crucified and facing death, probably we try to postpone our trip.
那么到了撒玛利亚一个村庄
，and they came to a village of the Samaria, Samaritans.
打发使者先去预备地方啊。
And he sent messengers before his face to prepare.
那五十三节说，那个地方的人不接待他，因为他面向耶路撒冷。
Verse 53 said that, but they did not receive him because his face was set for the journey to Jerusalem.
啊，因为撒玛利亚人不同的信仰。
Since the Samaritans had different faith.
这就等于说，一个人如果拜佛，要今天要到山后社来拜佛，啊，说我住你家好不好？我想我们也不能接待啊。
If that is a Buddhist, come here, come to San Jose, to worship, a Buddha, and request us, to let him stay in our house, probably we will not accept him.
因为拜佛是得罪神啊。
Because if a person worshiping idols, worshiping Buddhist idols, is against God.
我们接待他就在他的罪上有份。
If we try to receive him, then we have a part in his sins.
所以他看到耶稣面向耶路撒冷，他说这样我不能接待，信仰不同。
So the Samaritans refused to receive him, since his faith was set for the journey to Jerusalem due to the different belief.
这个门徒门徒就说啊，求我们可不可以求神从天上降火把它烧掉。
So the disciple James and John asked Jesus Christ whether they could command fire to come down from heaven and consume them.
那五十五节
，verse 55，
耶稣转身就责备两个门徒说。说你的心如何你不知道。
But he turned and rebuked them and said, you do not know what manner of spirit you are of.
对这个两个门徒来讲，我怎么不知道我在求什么？我求火天上降下把它烧掉，我怎么不知道我在求什么？
And of course, these two disciples knew what they asked for. They asked the Lord to grant the fire, the command of fire to come down from heaven and consume them.
但是对主耶稣来讲，你的心如何你不知道。
But to Jesus Christ, These two do not know what they ask for.
也就是说，从神的立场来讲，哦，你不知道你到底是在求什么。
From the God's point of view, these two do not know what they ask.
为什么
？Why? What are the reasons?
我们看五十六节。
Let's read 56.
说人子来不是要灭人的命，是要救人的命。
For the Son of Man did not come to destroy man's life, but to save them.
什么是灭人的命？
And what does it mean to destroy man's life?
就是要来行公义的审判。
It's to perform the righteous judgment, or the judgment of righteousness.
这个不是主耶稣两千年前降世的目的。
And this is not the purpose of Jesus Christ coming to the world 2,000 years ago.
当然，主耶稣不是说是非不分了。
Of course, it doesn't mean that Jesus Christ does not know how to distinguish good and evil.
但是他不是要来审判人、定人的罪。
And 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ didn't come to this world to judge.
啊，我来是要救人的命。
And he came to save life.
啊，这个是主来的目的。
And that's the purpose of Jesus Christ coming to the earth.
救人的命是什么？是神的慈爱。
Which is the mercy and the love of God.
所以神还没有行公义的审判之前，神要先慈爱的给人有机会。来认识他，来得救恩。
Prior to the final judgment, God show His mercy, show His love and mercy to save life.
哦，所以用这个观点来看，主耶稣就觉得这两个门徒的心呢，你们不知道，就你不知道你是只有公义没有慈爱。
So from this point of view, therefore Jesus Christ rebuked these two disciples that they only have the righteousness, but without love.
哦。所以有时候我们在常常在想这个问题。
So sometimes when they rethink this issue,
就是说如果换我们来当神
，if we play God, if we were God,
你想这个世界会怎样
？And what would this world be？
有时候我们常常想这个问题。
Sometimes if we think about this issue, if I am God,
你看你家里面如果有一排的蚂蚁进来，你怎么做？
If you see a roll of ants marching into your house,
就当场脚就踩死了。
And someone will just step on the ants and kill them instantly.
用热水来烧死。
And some of them may pour the hot water to kill the ants.
有的用那个化学药品喷，全部都死光了。
Some may spray the insecticide to kill the ants.
那蚂蚁有时伤害你什么呢？
What did the ants hurt you?
没有啊。
The ant didn't hurt you anything.
你为什么这都把它杀掉了？
Yeah, why do you want to kill all the ants?
看得不顺眼啊。
Because you don't like them.
这是我家，没有邀请你怎么来？
This is my house. You are not invited guest.
所以我们如果看我们在对蚂蚁，再从神在看我们。
If we take a look our treatment to the ant and compare with the treatment of God to us.
难道神看我们每一个人都很可爱吗？
Did God look at every one of us very lovely?
我们有多少人真的一心在追求神的旨意呢？
How many of us truly pursued and for the will of the Lord?
所做的都合神的心意，得神喜悦呢？
Did we do everything in accordance to His will and please God?
所以从神看起来，难道我们每个人都很可爱吗？
So if from the from the eyes of God, is everyone very lovely?
但是为什么我们今天还得这么多神的恩典？
Why we still receive a lot of blessings from Him?
我们看诗篇一百零三篇。
Let's read Psalm 103.
诗篇一百零三篇。
The scroll of Psalm 103.
第八节。
Verse 8.
这里说主有怜悯有恩典，他不轻易发怒，岂有丰盛的慈爱。第九节。
对不起。The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy.
他不长久责备，也不永远怀怒。
He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever.
第十节。
Verse 10.
他没有按我们罪过待我们，也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们。
He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities.
十二节。
Verse 12.
东离西有多远，他叫我们的罪犯离开我们有多远。
As far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed our transgressions from us.
十三节。
13.
父亲怎样怜恤他的儿女，神也怎样怜恤敬畏他的人。
As a father pities his children, so that the Lord pities those who fear him.
所以，如果神照我们一生所犯的罪后，一条一条都抓出来算账，那我们还站得住吗
？If the Lord tried to list all the transgressions we committed during our lifetime, how can we still stand in front of him?
但是神有丰盛的恩典。
But the Lord has abundant blessings.
神知道我们人的软弱。
He is merciful and gracious. He knows our weaknesses.
只要我们愿意回头归向他，承认我们罪，神愿意赦免我们。
As long as we confess and repent, He will remove our transgressions.
这个就是神的心。
And this is the heart of God.
把他的慈爱、宽容摆在前面。
And He placed His love and mercy in front of us.
所以主耶稣说。我来不是要审判。
So Jesus Christ told the disciples that he come, he didn't come to judge the world.
我来是要拯救。
He came to save life.
但是那个不信的人在末世，我所讲的会要审判他。
And those who still disbelieve in him, and at the end of the world, he will judge in accordance to his words.
是在末世神的时候到了，忍到无可忍啊，人还不回头的时候，审判才来到。
It's only during the end time, on doomsday.The final judgment will come upon.
因此，这两个门徒跟着主耶稣，不知道神的心是要来拯救，一下就要降火下来。
So these two disciples following Jesus Christ, yet they do not know the will of the Lord, and ask Jesus to grant the fire to come down.
如果主耶稣照这两个门徒人的心来的，还没有拯救一个，好几个村庄都烧掉了。
If Jesus granted the request before saving any soul, many villages, many people will be perished.
所以这个告诉我们，有时候我们自己的心，我们真的不知道。
It is true that we do not know what we ask for.
我们讲起来好像很公义，其实主耶稣你不知道，你是没有慈爱。
It seems that we are very righteous. If from the eyes of Jesus Christ, we have no love and we are not merciful.
所以我们常常需要从神那边再来查验我们自己。
So a lot of time we have we have to think from the points of God's.And seeing things,
使我们对自己认识更清楚。
So we can know ourselves better.
那这样我们会越来越进步。
Then we are able to uplift our spirituality and making progress.
所想所做都能够跟神一样。
So we can do everything in accordance with the will of God.
能够得到他的喜悦。
Then we will be able to please Him.
所以主耶稣对两个门徒说。
So Jesus Christ told these two disciples,
你不知道你所求的是什么。
You do not know what manner of spirit you are.
现在主耶稣对另外两个门徒说，你的心如何，你不知道。
And first Jesus told the other two disciples, you do not know what you ask for. In here, he said, you do not know what manner of spirit you are of.
所以让我们一起来学习从神的立场来看事情。
So we should learn from the Bible that we should always stand from the points of God and see things. Let's sing him.
一百六十五
，165。
唱166
Let's sing 166。